Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, today's reading passage, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. You know, it is something good to love each other. But of course, it should be spiritual love and not fleshly love. Let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love God, does not know God, for God is love. So God is from, love is from God, because it's spiritual love. Fleshly love is, is from the worldly people. He says, let us love one another, and this love is spiritual love. The easiest way to discern between fleshly love and spiritual love is to check it against the spiritual love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Spiritual love is patient, is gentle, and is not arrogant or boastful. When somebody approaches you saying, I love you, you know, you should be able to discern whether it is spiritual love or fleshly love. Fleshly love does not make you prosper. It leads you to a wrong way, and it might lead you to the way of hell, especially among the brothers in faith. You know, those who, those unbelievers, you know, they will go to that place anyway. So it doesn't really matter for them, but so spiritual love is patient, is gentle, and is not arrogant or boastful. Those who have fleshly love express their love using so many words. But if they don't like something about the others, they cannot be patient with them. They get angry toward them and may even begin a fight with them. You know, they express themselves very well. You know, they express, no, I love you so much, I can't live without you. And in the past, some people, they would fall down from some bridges over Han River, you know, without you, I will just jump down from the bridge, jump off the bridge, you know. And all these things are fleshly love, you know, which changes over time and betrays the other. Also, spiritual love does not act unbecomingly, and it does not seek its own. It does not look down on even little ones, but considers others better than oneself. With fleshly love, they speak or behave unbecomingly just because they are close to others. So fleshly love, they speak or behave unbecomingly just because they are close to each other. Somebody approaches you saying, let's go to into the sea shore. And you go there with riding a car by yourself. You know, it's never love. It is leading you to, He's leading you to hell. Because God tells us not to do that, because the result is hell. You know, you tempt the other person. They tempt you and they deceive you, and eventually to commit the works of the flesh. But let's go together, you know. I can give you a, let's go, I can give you a ride. And it's not love. It is actually, He's actually trying to harm you. So with fleshly love, they speak or behave unbecomingly just because they are close to others. They want to give and receive love in the way that they want, according to their own benefit. Also, when they love each other passionately, they seem to listen to the other person. But soon, the passion of this love cools down and love changes. We can understand how much spiritual love we have when we check our love with each character of spiritual love. So spiritual love, you know, you never sleep with each other before marriage. You know, they can sleep with each other, you know, after they get married. And that is spiritual love. You know, if the other person, you know, you shouldn't want to sleep with each other before getting married. And that will be spiritual love, because you will get married anyway. And then you can have the marital relationship. And that is clean before God. And also, some people, they date each other with the promise of getting married. But before getting married, they sleep with each other. And I know quite a few people who got serious diseases. They repented thoroughly before me. They confessed all the sins and they received my prayer and they were healed. You know, it is a sin. Still, it's a sin. And if God just forgives them and just they will have a wall of sin and they won't be able to go to New Jerusalem. By punishing them, God is giving them to a chance to repent and they can break down the wall of sin so they can later go to New Jerusalem. But if God just leaves them, they don't even know that they were sins and they still have the walls of sin standing before God, between God and them, and they won't be able to go to New Jerusalem later. In the world, some people do love another person unchangingly. Though it's rare, sometimes they sacrifice themselves for another person. Nevertheless, we cannot say their love is spiritual love. It's because they cannot give eternal life to the other person as a result of their love. So all the love are all different. The love at the first level of goodness, love at the second level of goodness, love at the third level of goodness, and love at the fourth level of goodness are all different. So if you go into spirit and Holy Spirit deeply, you should know all these things, all the differences. Being in the spirit, to go into Holy Spirit, you have to know all the depths of love. You know, the love at the fourth level of goodness. Of course, you know about fourth level of goodness from the messages I preached. But you have to understand the depth of the love. So they are all different according to which level of goodness you're at. The love at the third level of goodness, and you can love the other person in a way that is not, that is all in accordance with the truth. At the fourth level of goodness, when a person at the fourth level of goodness loves another person, those at the first and second level of goodness wouldn't be able to understand that person. The love of that person, they wouldn't be able to understand. So to know and understand all those levels and depths, you should know all those depths to be able to go into Holy Spirit. At the if somebody is, you know, at the fourth level of goodness, you know, to be able to revive somebody, a dying soul, to revive, to save this dying soul, he can sacrifice himself even to be wrongfully accused. Suppose you are wrongfully accused and you can have some great loss or disadvantage, but to save that person, you can take up that kind of loss. Even in the history, we can find, in case of Hwang He, who used to be a prime minister in Joseon Dynasty, he is such a good person, good minister at the time of King Sejong the Great. Somebody was in a hearing, kind of hearing.
Uh, 그렇지만 그 제사장은 하는 말이 그래. 내가 다시 이런 일을 겪는다 해도 내가 다시 그런 행동을 하겠다.
Somebody was accusing him of wrongdoing that he had done in the past. And he said, you know, even if I were to be in the same situation, I would do the same thing, exactly the same thing. That's what the Huang He said. Of course, he wasn't at the fourth level of goodness, but he had that kind of love. So, other people wouldn't be able to understand his love. There were other ministers, and they were discerning. You know, their judgments were different. They were all saying that it wasn't acceptable. But anyway, somehow he passed that hearing. And because King Sejong, he knew that his intention was good. Do you understand what? If you do not know what the contents are, it's difficult to understand, but it is very, it is a long story to explain everything, but just so you can understand that there is a different depth in love. Love that belongs to goodness. The different levels of goodness. Love at the first level, second level, or third level, or fourth level of goodness. So the person at the fourth level of goodness won't be usually understood by those who are at the first or second level of goodness. But those who are at the third level of goodness, they might be able to understand the person who is at the fourth level of goodness. It's because they cannot give eternal life to the other person as a result of their love. True spiritual love for another person is the love that makes the other soul prosper. So if you love that person, you want to make that person's soul prosper, so you don't want to take her or his body. You know, you love that the soul of that person. You don't want to do anything that could kill the soul of that person. It belongs to evil. And it means you are leading that person to hell, or that person can go to New Jerusalem, or that person made a vow before God, and you are making her or him break a vow, break their vows. So then they say, I love you. Some people, they come to repent and they say, I made a vow before God. And because I love that person so much, I broke my vow. I want to get married. Sometimes some people say that. They want to get married just breaking their vows before God. And this must not be... This is just unacceptable. They want to hear something good from me, and they want to be, you know, even if they come to me 100 times, I cannot say what is against the truth. You know, what is unacceptable is unacceptable. Can I say something that is against the word of God? You know, you don't have to come to me to ask such a question. To have this kind of spiritual love, we have to love God first, and then love our neighbors as ourselves. If we love God and truly love the other person, we will also help the other person love God first as well. So the soul of that person can prosper and go into a better heavenly dwelling place. So our church, I'm raising all members to be able to go to New Jerusalem. So, you know, most young people, you know, writing, you know, because they are, I'm prohibiting riding a car by themselves alone, sending text messages or calling each other. Maybe some people from other churches or those who are new to our church, maybe you say it's too much. But God doesn't say it's too much. You know, that's the world. World is like that today. Otherwise, you know, it's difficult for them even to be saved. You know, if they meet each other, you know, they want to tempt each other. You know, commit sins. You know, they want to go somewhere. You know, motels. You know, hotels. And most people are doing this. Most people. That is why, you know, I'm prohibiting people from riding a car by themselves alone, sending text messages, calling each other, because they should be saved. They should receive salvation. Maybe in 70s and 80s, I wouldn't be saying these things. You know, don't call each other, don't meet each other. You know, I wouldn't say those things. But even in 80s, God was saying that you shouldn't ride a car two persons. They shouldn't ride a car alone by themselves. God was prohibiting that since the 80s. You know, do not meet each other, you know, brothers and sisters in faith. Do not meet each other alone. Do not eat each other alone. And because God knew what the aftermath would be like, that's why God prohibited it. Brothers and sisters, God is prohibiting these things, and just don't do that. And especially at the end of time, God is telling them not to do that because the world is so full of sins. How can a church prohibit all those things? You say? But to lead them to salvation, we have to. Otherwise, the young people, they would just somewhere, at some place, some people will commit sins. You know, they meet each other, they ride a car by themselves, they're sending text messages. From that, they start. If you really love your husband, your wife, or your children spiritually, you will not ask them to love you the most, but to love God above all else. You will tell them to love God first, above all else. And those families that teach this way, they are becoming the spiritual families. You know, their children come forth as spiritual persons. You know, they will love God first, more than they love their parents. And will they love anybody else in the world? Will they love anything of the world? They will love God. At least they try to love God first, and they don't commit sins for that reason. If you really love your parents, you will not only serve them physically, but also spiritually. Those who are new to faith or newcomers to the church, they might feel it's offensive or disappointing that the children shouldn't love their parents first. But if they love God first, above all else, they will serve and respect their parents properly too, because it's the word of God. You will desperately desire to preach the gospel to them so they can go to heaven too, but you should be careful here. You might say you love them and deliver the gospel to them, but you do not actually show any deeds of service to them, thereby disappointing them. This is not spiritual love. If you just ask others to come to church along with you without any service or sacrifice from your side, then the heart of the others cannot be moved. Even if you persuade them with eloquent speech, their hearts will not be moved. Mark chapter 7, verses 9 to 12 is the words of Jesus about wrong behavior caused by misunderstanding what is flesh and what is spirit. It says, He was also saying to them, You are experts at setting aside the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother. And he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. He who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. You should respect your physical parents. And if you go against it. But you say, if a man says to his father or his mother, whatever I have, that would help you, is korban, that is to say, given to God, you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or his mother. They do not serve their parents out of their own greed, using God as an excuse. There are many excuses of that sort. You know, wives. Oh, I have to visit this member. I have to do this work of God. You know, please be understanding. Honey. And they don't cook the dinner at the proper time. And they just give excuses. Oh, I have to do the work of God. I have to visit this member. I have this meeting. And they just say, you know, oh, for the work of God. Like that person, you know, he works all night. And when he's leaving, going to work, the wife doesn't even cook him a warm breakfast. So he always eats cold food every morning. So the wife says, because I do the work of God all night. Why shouldn't you do it at night? I mean, during the day. And she says, oh, you know, at night when it's night and when it's a night, when it's quiet, I write and, you know, I do this work of God. But for the husband, it's always a kind of a disappointment. But the wife is already in spirit, but the husband is not. So the husband should have understood his wife. You are doing the work of God. I'm still thankful that I'm eating a cold breakfast, but it's okay. But before, he didn't have that kind of understanding, broad heart. Now I believe he does. You know, he was having some hard feelings for that. But the wife, she caused her husband to have hard feelings, ill feelings, and she just went into her spirit by herself. But you shouldn't give excuses of this kind. In winter, some people, they fall down because they are not careful enough. But they give excuses. Oh, I'm doing the work of God. You know, going to church. You know, why do they say the word church or God? You know, they just fail because of their own mistakes. And why do they say, oh, I fail going to the church? It is to disgrace God. It means they don't love God. Why do they have to say the word church when they do something wrong? Even if they were, you know, they fell down doing the work of God, they should not mention the word church or God. But they mention it so they disgrace God eventually. This is not to serve God, but rather to violate His commandments. Oh, I couldn't do this because I was doing God's work. You know, that is to give excuse. This is not to serve God. Spiritual love also contains substantial service and sacrifice that is done according to the whole duty of man. In conclusion on this, in order to check if we have cultivated spiritual love, we have to check our love against each character of spiritual love chapter and whether we want the other person's soul to prosper and to give our lives for that person. Our church has many principles. Some ladies, when there is a call from a brother or a man, they just reveal it to everybody. You know, many mission groups, if there is a call from a man, they reveal his identity to everybody around. So they can't tempt them, and they can't text each other. Before one person asked, a small group leader, I think, if you, you know, he, because she is a small group leader, if she can't call or text other people, well, how can I contact them? You know, why do you have to contact them? You know, every news, every announcement is in the weekly bulletin and also in the mission groups. You know, all the announcements are made on Sunday. You know, they come to know on Sundays. Also, even if it's not on Sunday, you know, it is again announced in the Tuesday praise and worship service. And why do you have to call them and contact them to make announcements? I think you understand why the church is doing this much, because they must not commit sins leading to death anymore. Now, a church is a place where they are forgiven of their sins, they listen to the word of God, and they practice the word, and their souls prosper, and they are saved, and they want to go to heaven. You know, they don't come to church to date each other. They don't come to church to make boyfriends and girlfriends. Church is a place to share the grace of God, and you know, when they talk to each other, they should share the grace of God with each other and go to a better dwelling place in heaven. You know, they don't gather to date each other, to make boyfriends and girlfriends. That is not the purpose of a church gathering. Before I opened this church, I once was in charge of students, middle school and high school students in the past church. And they were gathering to meet boys and girls and to go out with each other. And there were just about 20 people. And they didn't gather with the love for God to study the word of God and to praise God. You know, they were gathering to meet each other. The boys and girls. And there were so many filthy things that were going on among themselves. And I came to know such details, and I sternly prohibited. And I was thinking of ways to prevent them from doing that, but that they should have some other kind of hobby or something so that they can come to the church. You know, if I just stop them, you know, they won't come to church anymore. I have to stop them from dating each other, doing something wrong in the sight of God, but instead of that, I have to give them some other kind of satisfaction or joy. So I was praying about that at first. And at first I said, let's go eat some snacks, tteokbokki, which is and for a couple of weeks I was doing that. And little by little I planted the seed of life, faith in them. And they also accepted very well. I don't know how it is now, but at that time the students, they were accepting my words very well. About 2-3 weeks, they changed. They didn't gather to meet boys and girls anymore. They were gathering to listen to the word of God. And also I let them sing praises, and I was giving various testimonies and planting faith in them, and they began to change. And I don't remember exactly, but I was doing it during the course of summer vacation. Maybe not in the summer vacation, maybe after summer vacation, maybe before winter vacation for a couple of months. I was in charge of those students. At that time, that church was about 12 years old, and they had about 20 students. And when I was leaving after a couple of months, it increased, the number increased to more than 40. And so I'm confident about church revival. You know, even children, students, grown-up adults. Because if you plant faith in them properly, they will come to love God, they will come to love the church. So those students, for 12 years, there were only about 20 students, but I increased it to 40 members. And I was loved by the students so much. Because even without the worldly things, you know, by planting faith, life in them, they all changed. Brothers and sisters, the reading passage says this love is from God. The love of love chapter, the spiritual love that makes other people's soul prosper and give true life to them, is only from God. The enemy, devil, and Satan cannot either give this love or know this love. Those who belong to the world cannot have true love either. We can love with spiritual love only when we are born of God. Namely, we can give spiritual love to the extent that our hearts are filled with the truth after we receive the Holy Spirit and become God's children. That is why it says those who have spiritual love are born of God and they know God. To know God means we do know who God is, not just as head knowledge, but our hearts are filled with the truth belonging to God. Because God Himself is love, those who know God, namely those who have knowledge of truth, cannot help but love other people too. But it is not fleshly love. They will love others with spiritual love. For example,
송지영이죠?
송지영 지형 송. How long have you known her? Not so long.
여러분이 안지도 얼마 안 됐을 거예요. 그 간증하고 이제 비로소 잘
알았어요. Only probably after she gave her testimony.
그런데 그렇게 얼마 되지도 않았는데.
But within a short period of time, when the young people's mission groups were combined. In the young adults mission, she became the assistant leader of all the young adults mission. And the leader is her brother, elder brother. More than 1,000 members, she was elected as the assistant leader.
네, 그래서 진리의 지식이 채워진 사람은 자신도 다른 사람을 사랑할 수밖에 없다. 그래서 이제 송지영 자매 같은 것도.
So in case of sister 지형송,
전도하고,
she always delivers the gospel,
영혼 사랑해서,
loves the souls, visiting them, counseling them,
늘 시간이 비질 않아요.
And she doesn't have any free time. She is always tied up with the works of God. And she fulfills all her duties, you know, even working all night. And whenever she has time, she wouldn't refuse any request for counseling or visitation. This is spiritual love. Because she loves God, she loves God's children to the flock, in the church. So these people who love the flock, the souls, they should become pastors. And I asked once, how about becoming a pastor? But your current duty is also very important as a member of the dancing team. So I'm not calling you as a pastor, but she said, I will obey anytime if you give me a call, but right now I have this current duty of the dance team, so I would like to make them the best dancers. So for now, I'd like to fulfill this duty, and also there are other pastors too. And so that's what she said. And maybe if God allows, maybe I will do the both as a kind of assistant pastor or something. But right now, this heavenly dance team is so important, and I couldn't dare call her as a pastor. But she is ready to obey me anytime because she has a lot of love for the souls. She would give everything she has. So those who know God, namely those who have knowledge of truth, cannot help but love other people too. Brothers and sisters, it says God is love. And how can we feel His love? Sometimes, some people say they cannot feel the love of God in their heart. They say they cannot feel that God loves them because God is not visible. But God showed His great love through the great evidence that was among us. That evidence is Jesus Christ. He showed us so clearly that He loves us so much. But they don't try to believe it, but they say, oh, they don't feel the love of God. They've learned it, they heard it, so they can now believe it, and they should try to believe it, so they can feel the love of God. And when we love God this way, God will show us even greater love. And they don't even practice the love of God, and they say they don't feel the love of God. Can they just feel the love of God right away? It is sharing the love. You know, you give love and you receive love. And when you practice the Word of God, when you keep His commandments, you can feel the love of God more. And you have to cut off the worldly things. God says, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. And to love God is to keep His commandments. And as we keep His commandments, we can feel His love. But if you still see the worldly things and you say you don't feel the love of the Father, it wouldn't make sense. It's just that you're not trying to feel His love. If you're really trying to feel His love, for the love of God to come into us, you have to cut off the worldly things. If you're full of worldly things, how can the love of God come into us? The love of God can come into us only when you cut off the worldly things. And the evidence of cutting off the world is the evidence that you love God. So God loves you. Then and you can feel the love of God more and more, increasingly more. And the love of God will grow in you. So the evidence is Jesus Christ. Today's reading passage, 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 to 10 says, By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And history proves that God sent His Son as the propitiation for our sins. When did God send Jesus Christ? When did He come? We just had the Christmas. Those who do not know very well, there is an easy way to see it. You can go home and look at the calendar. You can look at the first page of the calendar. And also the first page, second page, and third page. Every page, it is written. Now you know. Before Christ and Anno Domini is differentiated at the birth of Jesus. So the history proves the birth of Jesus. In order to save the sinners who stood against God and distanced themselves from God, God sacrificed the life of His only begotten Son. And what can be a clearer evidence than this? In this is love. The greatest of all love was shown through this event that nobody could imagine. God, the creator of the entire universe, and His only begotten Son, Jesus, came down to this earth in the physical form of the sinners. He lived a life of poverty to redeem the mankind from poverty, and He redeemed the sinners by receiving the cruel punishment of crucifixion. Propitiation is peace offering given to make peace between God and man. Peace offering in the Old Testament times was given when they were thankful for a certain thing or to please God, or when they were making a vow to set themselves apart for God or to receive an answer to their desire. Whatever the purpose had been, the basic meaning of the peace offering is to make peace between God and man. Once peace between God and us is established without any barriers in between, God gives us strength to dwell in the truth and answers the desires of our hearts.
Makin dami 없이 화목을 이루면
Once peace between God and us is established without any barriers in between, God gives us strength to dwell in the truth and answers the desires of our heart. But for us, who are at one time sinners, to have peace with God, there must be the sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. And this sacrifice was Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Sinners cannot meet the Holy God. Neither can they communicate with Him, nor can they receive answers from Him. They cannot love God either. So if you harbor sin in your heart, God will not listen to you. And the reason why you pray so much but do not receive answers is because you have the barriers of sin between God and you. If your soul prospers, you receive, if you go into spirit, you receive answers to everything you pray for. Because you wouldn't have sins. And you won't be sick and you'll be just healthy. Of course, men of spirit, they can also be sick if they do something wrong with their body. But soon they will be fine. If they get a cold in case of some flus, you know, even with taking medicines, it lasts maybe for 15 days for the worldly people. But for those of you who are believers, you know, you can recover within a day or two, you know, or maybe 3 days at maximum. Sinners cannot meet the Holy God, neither can they communicate with Him, nor can they receive answers from Him. They cannot love God either. But God loved us first and sacrificed His only begotten Son for the forgiveness of our sins. In this way, peace was established between God and us, so we can now love God and receive His salvation, answers, and blessings. So God gave us forgiveness through His only begotten Son. And since we accept Jesus Christ, the life in faith means we cast off sins one by one. We recover the lost image of God little by little. That is the purpose of human cultivation. That is the purpose of leading a Christian life. Once we know this, and once we know the love of God, once we know the truth, we do not commit sins anymore. But knowing the truth, if you willfully commit sins, what will happen? This is never acceptable. And since the opening of the church, I've always put an emphasis on these things that are never acceptable. And the problem is, the persons who are never supposed to be doing these things are doing the things that are so unacceptable. And God is lamenting over this. With the power of God, we can receive such great blessing of God, and we can build a grand sanctuary anytime, but God is stopping this because there are people who are committing sins. You know, God cannot bless those who are committing sins. That is why God has to stop all these blessings. If these problems are resolved, and then just watch how God will bless us. At first, if all the pastors and Levites are filtered, God will pour down His blessings financially and in every aspect. And all things will prosper. And just watch what will happen. Because of the walls of sins, of people who are not supposed to be making any walls of sin, and if they are filtered out, and God can bless us, God can pour down revival in. Even though the church is, we don't have more seats, you know, we can have revival. And if you break down all the barriers of sins, and also the barriers of sins that you created during the 98 and 99. And if you get rid of all these sins, let us pray. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Show your works transcending space and time. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany will lead seminar on measure of faith in the pastor William, in the church of Pastor William on December 30th, Sunday. be with him. And Kay Walker, Walker of the United States, she has a loss of memory as an after effect of surgery on brain tumor. Gulbahar Schindler of Switzerland, back pain and pain in the left leg, let her be able to walk properly. Nakano of Japan, Gaston be healed. Gimme, hyperthyroidism, kidney failure, and insomnia be healed. Sun Wiha, brain tumor be healed. Ron Cho Min, peritonitis be healed. Yu Den Chang, epilepsy. Qi Yi Wen and Wang Suxia, high blood pressure be healed. Qi Wi Hua, thyroid problems and high blood pressure be healed. Zhu Guojin, brain hemorrhage. Wang Chonglong, Wang Giz, blood clot in the brain be healed. Sun Jing Huan, tumor in the leg be healed. Wei Feng, diabetes be healed. Wang Suran, rheumatism and be healed. Wang Haonan, Ho Yan, women's disease. Zhang Jiufu, as troubles with the eyes be healed. Wang Haonan has a problem with the vocal cord be healed. Healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Jai Gi Wang, heart disease be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ji Wei Jie has an ulcer on the right eye, and piles and middle ear infection be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Tan Jun Qing, Wang Su Chen, after effects of breast cancer surgery, and lymphatic cancer be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed, light come. Li Wei Hua, Feng Zhao Zhao, they want to receive the blessing of conception. Let light come. Jai Wu Min has fat with liver with fat, and Pak Boksun and palsy, Shi Su Ying, bleeding. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And lay your hands on all the TV in Russia viewers and also the subscribers and readers of In Victory website and answer to all their prayer requests. Light come. And bless them, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, protect them throughout this week and let the annual assembly go in your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.